you're a busy guy. You're doing a lot of different things. You've got a lot of projects. So how'd you find the time to put this one together?
Well, you know, that's kind of a miss. The reality is I'm really not very busy. I don't have any projects. It's true. I mean, I really, you know, have been consistently putting out solo records since 1989, which is how I ended up at 21. The only thing that I can say within the last 10 years that I did that could be defined as a project would maybe be the Winery Dogs in 2013. But, you know, that was a band that we formed to do, you know, to have some fun and just try something different, which, you know, I would look at as more than a project. Obviously, that's on hiatus for a while, and now I'm back to doing what I've always done, which is solo records. But, you know, people were talking to me about, oh, you have 21 solo records. That's a lot of records. And I think, well, maybe, but it depends on the context, because if you look at the fact that I put out, well, I recorded my first record in 88. It came out in 89, and now here we are in 2017. I guess one could argue that I didn't put out enough music. So it's all context, but yeah, here we are. I have a new record, Salting Earth, that I'm very excited about, so we'll see what happens.
So was there any thought going into this? Like, this is like, you know, that magic number in a way, like 21, that this was going to be different?
You know, honestly, I didn't know. You know, this whole number thing came out when I did the last record. Somebody had said, well, Cannibals was my 20th solo record. And so I actually personally got confused by that because I was thinking, well, what do I count as a solo record and what do I not count? Because if you look at, you know, there's a thing that I did called Wilson Hawk in 2008, which really was a solo record, but because the style was so radically different and I was collaborating with other musicians, we named it something else. But you could argue that's a solo record. And then I have, like, you know, I have these other records that are out under different names. I had a band back in 2000-something called 40 Deuce. So I don't know. I mean, the number is depends on what you classify because there's so much stuff out there. But I don't really pay attention to the number. To answer your question, okay. I'm kind of rambling. But no,
right.
I'm not really a numbers guy. You know, I know people like to say, oh, on such and such a date, this happened. And then that happened this many times and blah, blah, blah. I don't really have any interest in numbers, per se.
I gotcha. So, what did you learn from Cannibals, and how does it play a role in this album?
Well, that was, you know, Cannibals was a lot of fun for me, that record. I loved the record, and I really did a great tour run after that record with my band. This record, I think, is interesting, though. I think this record's a little more interesting because it really shows I call it like a pendulum swing of what it is that I do as a solo artist. And, you know, on Cannibals, you had, you know, some of the kind of R&B tinged things that I do, and you have that on this record. But this record has a heavier element as well, which Cannibals didn't have. So if you look at the opening track, End of Earth, and the song Thunder, for example, that ties into the harder edge of what I've done in the past. Cannibals didn't have that element. Then at the same time, this record has songs like This Is Life and My Rap, which I love, and that comes from obviously more of my R&B Philadelphia soul kind of thing. So I think this is a broader record, and it's a broad swing for just 10 songs. I think it really runs the gamut of who I am as a solo artist.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I like listening to this album, because I know we've talked before about, you know, the influence that, you know, Terrence Trent D'Arby has had on your career. But like this, like from the first song, I kind of felt like you were doing a bunch of different things. You were kind of showing people how multifaceted you are. So that's just like an observation on my part. My question, though, is considering that, who do you think this album connects with the most in terms of your fans?
All of them. I think that's what the great thing is about me, about my situation.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about my situation is that because over the years, last 10 years or however many it's been, I've been able to make records and deliver direct to my base. We've cultivated a relationship where what I do instinctively is what they expect from me. It's really fantastic. So a record like Cannibals, which, you know, came out a few years ago, and this record and many others that have just a similar kind of pendulum scope stylistically, my fans have come to expect that. And that's why I have a fan base. I mean, if I got up and did, if every song sounded like Thunder, it would be pretty boring. It would be pretty thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the fact that, you know, and even live with my band when we play, we've got a great show planned where I'm on the piano for half the set. I'm playing guitar for half the set. We've got an acoustic section. And so my bass player is playing upright on a few songs. It's a much deeper musical experience this time around. And I think that people, I think it's what they expect from me, you know. I think that's why people like my music and why they buy my records, is because precisely that. It's, you know, there's a bit more depth there that they're getting out of the equation.
Okay. End of Earth. How'd you write that song? How'd it come to you?
Well, it's hard to remember because, you know, the moment when I'm writing stuff, it's, I'm not always aware of what's going on and why it's happening. I know one of the songs that I do remember exactly how it came about was the song Grammy, because I was, sleeping and I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning and I had that melody and the lyric just popped into my head.
Wow.
And that happens quite often. And so I forced myself up like I often do. And initially what I normally do is I grab my phone and open the recorder app and just kind of hum, you know, the part, or mumble the words, or pick up a guitar and strum it, and then go back to bed. Well, this time I woke up and I went into my studio and I started recording it.
Wow.
And so by 7:30 in the morning, the song was done. It was finished. And so I posted a bit of it online. And it was just instant. It just kind of happened. It wrote itself. So sometimes that happens. Other times it takes a long time to write a song. You know, the song Make It Easy is one of the songs on the new record. The guitar tracks and the drums and bass, the guitar solos, all that stuff was recorded over 10 years ago.
Wow.
And that song sat on my hard drive, and I was planning on using it for a record I did many years ago, and I could never finish it. I never had any lyrics for it. And then when this record, you know, when I started working on these new songs, one day I went back in the archives, and I was listening to some things, and I found that. And I heard an idea for lyrics, so I finished it, and I really liked what I did, so I decided to include that on the new record. So all these songs, you know, everything's different. They all come from different places, and it really depends on what's happening in your life at the time, I really think. I mean, you could force write anything. I mean, you could force write all day long. I mean, you know, we did that in the Winery Dogs, you know, because we had deadlines. You know, I don't like having to do that because I think in music suffers sometimes.
Sure.
But that's the beauty about me when I'm doing now is there's no forced writing. It's like if a song needs to be written, it'll happen. And if it doesn't, we'll just wait until it happens.
I've always wanted to ask you this because, you know, watching you live, you're like a very organic musician, like nothing. It's like what you just said, you don't like to feel forced to write. I just feel like when you play, it doesn't feel like you're ever being forced to do anything. So a music video, how do you feel about music videos?
And they're like, tricky, you know. They're really tricky. Now we do everything in house, you know. Like I said, I don't have a record label, you know. I don't have a producer, I don't have a mixer, you know. Everything is done in-house. And so with the videos, this time around, we decided to to do it ourselves. And I've done it before. I've hired people to do videos, and I've done it myself as well. So this one, for End of Earth, you know, we kind of came up with the concept, my wife and I, because the song is kind of about being tortured from the past and trying to escape that. And so I had shot, like, some performance footage, which was done with that red filter, and it had kind of a creepy kind of vibe. And then I realized we needed a sub-story, and I had this idea of, like, a voodoo doll and me being tortured, and then her and I started talking about it, and then we created what you see. You know, all the shots that I'm in, she's behind the camera. All the shots that she's in, I'm behind the camera. So we had a little fun with it, and we both edited, you know, the video. We did it together, and it was a little project, and it's fun. And, you know, look, I could make an amazing video if someone wanted to give me a couple $100,000 for a budget, and we can do anything. But, you know, in this situation, I think this is a little bit more charming and a little more personal, And I like the way it came out. People seem to get a kick out of it, so it's all good.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so so what's next? How do you plan on promoting this album?
Well, you know, really the ultimate thing is to get out and tour. I mean, that's how you really do it these days, is getting on stage. So we have a lot of dates planned. We're going all over the country, 5 weeks. We're starting in California. All the dates are on RichieCotson.com. We're still adding dates. We're going to Australia this time. Of course, we'll go back to Mexico and South America. We're going to Europe, Japan. So we're just loading up the year with dates. It's going to be great.